Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hey, what's up, champion? Hope you don't mind. I do another show for today, Monday, March 21st. By the way, happy spring. Spring has sprung. We're springing with our step. Hey, also, if you're just listening to this show and you're wondering if you got some sort of virus on your computer, what the hell's going on? I got a guy acting like a moron on my... No. It's okay. Here's what you got to do, okay? My name's Sam Crowley, ex-corporate slave, quit the job May 6, 2005, told the boss to go shove it, went bankrupt, went back to the job 3 months later, put it out, another 18 months or so, stuck it out, left on very bad terms with the organization because I had to just burn the bridge. I didn't burn the bridge. I blew the damn thing up with 18 tons of dynamite, all right? Went for my dream, everydayissaturday.com, speaking and motivating and inspiring on all continents except for Antarctica, all around the globe. And I've been doing this podcast for 10 years now, over 150,000 downloads a month, the longest running motivational podcast on iTunes. So with that being said, welcome to the Every Day is Saturday. Shoot! Got another question when I was in Memphis. By the way, you better leave a 5-star rating for this show. If you don't leave a 5-star rating for this show, I will send a virus to what, your smartphone, your desktop. I'm not sure how to do that yet from One Saturday Central here, but if I can figure it out, nor do I even know who subscribes to the show, nor do I know how many times people download the show like individuals. So I guess with all that being said, take that threat for what it's worth, okay? Don't take it lightly, all right? Once I figure it out, I'll figure it out. Leave a 5-star review for the show. Love the show, let me know. Hate the show, let me know. Just let me know. Got a question when I was in Memphis, okay? Guy comes up to me, he says, Sam, I said, what? He says, Sam, how do you speak, earn income, and feed your family? Like, how do you, there's so many speakers out there. And I said, yeah, but none as good as me, man. He said, I know. But he said, how do you earn income, like, able to support yourself and your family this long without cashing a paycheck from the man? I said, you know, that's a great question. The best way I can, the easiest way to describe that is to say never give up. Always, always stay in the game because you're one connection away from exploding your business, which happened to me several times, just connecting with individuals. Because I didn't have a job, it freed me up to go build better relationships. I don't mean the people I used to work with were bad people, okay? They talk about, you know, do what you want with that comment. But entrepreneurs and other individuals who literally got to sell to eat and they got to feed their family and they're going for their dream. I had a guy say one time, hey, I got to sell to eat. I'm an entrepreneur. But you're working under the umbrella of the company. You still get your health benefits from them. They still contribute your 401k. You can't tell them you're going golfing for a month, okay, and never show up. You just can't do it, all right? So don't. I appreciate sales reps. I love sales reps, all right? I was a sales rep my entire life for a company. There's nothing wrong with it, but just don't try to call yourself an entrepreneur. If you got the entrepreneurial dream inside of you, then you got to go act on it, man, and that's when you're building your own brand, not somebody else. When you're building every day your brand and it's not benefiting somebody else and building theirs, then you're an entrepreneur, okay? But when you really go for your dream, this gentleman wanted to know, how did you do it? I said, you know what happened? There was a lot of people start, and I can name them, and I never would, but I can name people off the top of my head, at least 15 people who went for their dream, and also specifically as a speaker back in 2005, 2006, 2007, when I first kind of, you know, got my feet all in the internet, you know, and working online and building relationships. Most of those people, I don't think all of them did, most of them, except if there was, I could name 15, 14 of them gave up. They just quit because you know why? It got hard. It got difficult. they didn't want it bad enough to be criticized. They didn't want it bad enough to withstand the winds of adversity. If you don't know the winds of adversity, I've got an amazing audio. And if you haven't gone to 6days.net, 6days.net, and downloaded 6 days to Saturday 1.0, 6 days to Saturday 2.0, right there are 12 hours of amazing content. And it'll really put you in the mindset of what I was thinking and what I went through when I did go through these trials. And look, there were trials, but one of the audios, I talk about the winds of adversity that Jim Rohn used to talk about. See, the winds of adversity blow on everyone's boat, but it's how you adjust your sails that make the difference. So you can use those winds to just stop you in your tracks, or you can use those winds and kind of readjust your sails and allow them to push you further towards your dream. But you got to be careful, because the further you get pushed by those winds, they turn from adversity to opportunity, but they're pushing you further away from the shore. And that shore can be defined as your security blanket, your job, look, your family. Anybody got negative family members? Anybody got family members like, you're doing what? You know, your Uncle Louie tried that and he wasn't very successful, honey. You don't get your what up too high. What do they say? What do most people say? Don't get your hopes up. Oh, we wouldn't want that. Holy cow. We don't want anyone having any hope now. Okay, let's just stop. Before anybody gets hope, let's stop the damn train right now and exit as quick as we can. We can't have hope. And people are like, how did you become successful? Well, first of all, guys, let me tell you something right now. I'm no more successful than you are. I'm a guy that does a radio show. I speak. I coach people. If you define success by having money and being able to, you know, feed your family, then yeah, okay, maybe I'm a little bit further ahead. But you can catch right up to me. I mean, literally, just by going for your dream and not giving up. You might have better health than I have, better relationships, better marriage. I mean, there's a lot of different components to life. It's not just the money. And as you begin earning money, it's funny. There's this aha you get when you begin earning income, when you have $1 million product launch or you make $100,000 in an hour as a speaker from stage or something, you realize very quickly that that feeling goes away. And you're still the person you were. If you're a jerk and you come into money, you become a rich jerk. If you're philanthropic and you've got a big heart to serve and give, you become an amazing person who can bless so many people. So the money is neat, and I know you've heard that before, that the money isn't, it really isn't. I mean, it just exposes you for more of who you are, you know? And so this person really wanted to become a speaker. So I recommend they, you know, connect with me. They go to my calendar and we'll set up a 30-minute appointment. We'll decide if they're good for a good coaching client, you know, to become a good speaker client. And I do that for everybody. I let them know, though, the investment is $2,500 a month for 3 months. The good news is you'll have your entire presentation done from slide 1 to 100. You'll have a message, you'll have a product, and you'll have an audience ready to go. So you'll build your six-figure speaking business, but we need to figure out, first of all, in a one-on-one coaching call, if you're even ready for that. A lot of people aren't ready to take on that next level. And that doesn't make it bad either, because if you're not ready, if you're not prepared for prosperity, you will fall flat on your face, because there's a lot of responsibility that comes with going for your dream. You can't blame anybody anymore. You know, you can't play the blame game. When you play the blame game, inside the word blame is lame. You can't do that. You know, it's lame. You are not allowed to blame anyone. You must take accountability for the content that you create, the momentum you create, and the earnings that you have. And if you don't do that, it's nobody's fault but your own. But most people can't wrap their mind around that. So they stay put as those winds continue to blow them further away from their security blanket, the shore. They paddle back as fast as they can, saying, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. All right. You got to know. But if you are ready, oh my God, there is nothing better than creating your own brand. And it doesn't even need to be. It's not talking Coca-Cola or Nike, guys. We're talking just you, your message. As a speaker, there's only three components you need to earn six figures in 1 year. That is a powerful message, a powerful product to go with that you can sell from the platform, and the platform being defined as five people in a room. Doesn't matter. You can sell five people $1,000. In an hour on a Saturday, you've made $5,000 in 1 hour. And that's doable all day, every day. And I can prove it with the hundreds of testimonials that I have from speaker clients, okay? It gets done all the time by the people who don't give up. The third thing you need is the audience. We put together how to do that as well. So how to get there? The final answer I gave the individual is you don't give up. You stay in the game. The reason I am at an event in Memphis speaking to you as the MC, the reason I've been able to do very well as a speaker on the circuit and all these different areas and these different countries to speak at. And by the way, I'm nowhere near any of the top speakers, okay? I'm probably one of the top platform closers in the world, but I don't travel 300 days a year, and that's by choice. I don't want to. I've got four children. Some people are road warriors. They live out of hotels. I don't want to do that. I never want to be that person, okay? But I stayed in the game long enough, because when you stay in the game long enough, success finds you. You don't find success. Success finds you, because you never give up. You never, ever, ever stop putting your content out there. And eventually, when you have faith and you've got that content, there's an intersection that happens, like a road, man. When you're going, faith is coming up on the green light. Opportunities are coming up on the green light, and bam, they intersect right there. And that's how your dream just explodes. And before you know it, you're not doing this thing for free anymore. You're making a hell of a lot of money, and you're doing what it is you love to do. Stay in the game. Just don't give up. Just stay in the game. The winds of adversity, they blow on everybody's boat, but it's how you adjust to sales that make the difference. Are you with me? Fight up, fight up, fight up!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.